Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Professor Don Wergs of Towson University. We have this election coming on June 24th, and I think a lot of people thought race might be a big factor here. It essentially has not been. What are your thoughts about that?
It's actually pretty surprising that race has not been discussed more, right? You have the potential of, you know, having the first black governor of the state of Maryland. And for the most part, there's really not much of a buzz. There's not much of a discussion about it. The candidates haven't really made much about it, other than Gansler's comment that was recorded.
Doug Gansler, the attorney general who's running for governor against Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, yes, said that Brown just wants to be make history. He just wants to be the first black governor of the state.
But other than that, you don't really see a lot of push around the issue of race.
You know, if people had a long enough memory, it's almost as if Gansler is reminding them,
yes,
that his opponent could make history.
Yes, yes, because he doesn't seem to be, you know, emphasizing it, right? But race is really important because, for example, I mean, Gansler is conscious of the fact that the black vote matters. His lieutenant governor, his partner on the ticket, Jolene Ivey, is very conscious about emphasizing her ethnic heritage, right? Even in the commercials, you hear her talk about, you know, her family's background. But it's surprising that Lieutenant Governor Brown does not seem to be emphasizing the possibilities of history, and doesn't seem to be so aggressive about trying to, you know, convince black voters that this is important and this is potentially maybe the most important election of a governor, right?
The Democratic primary is probably more than 30% black, the voters are. It may be that Brown thinks, I pretty much have that vote in my pocket, and if I don't have to appeal for it so openly, then I don't run the risk of having white voters think, oh, he's just going to be a, that's
right,
really all he is, the
right,
black candidate.
Right. We political scientists refer to this as a deracialization strategy, deracialized strategy. And if you're a minority candidate and a majority of voters are not from your ethnic group, you have to, you know, persuade, you know, a significant portion of those voters that, you know, you can be universal, right? And so in trying to be deracialized, you don't talk a lot about race. You don't take present certain images of yourself as sort of the racial candidate. You're not making a lot of overt appeals to your ethnic base with the intent of trying to come across as universal and just sort of a candidate who happens to be black, for example, right?
Well, one of the things is he's got such a big lead. Mm-hmm. You can imagine his advisors saying, don't say a lot, because mm-hmm. the more you say, the more likely it is you'll make a mistake.
Right.
You can only hurt yourself.
Right,
so
right.
So we end up voting for someone or not mm-hmm. that we don't know as well as we'd like to.
From his position, Lieutenant Governor Brown, if he doesn't make any mistakes, then he'll probably be successful. But he does run the risk of not having, you know, his potential supporters turn out, because if they're not excited, they may not turn out. And then all bets are off.
Well, I think we might have a primary election here where the main function of the candidates is to actually inform the voters that there is an election.
Right, right, right.
Don, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Don Wergs, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.